Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS, for another gorgeous mid-Michigan fall afternoon. Tuesday, October 12th, 2010. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, Effie Steele, Clinical Services Coordinator for Meijer. Hello, Effie. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great. It's a beautiful day. How are you?
Well, just fine. I know a lot of people who have fall colds and some sniffles right now, but that's different from the flu season that is approaching, and Meijer is going to be very involved in that.
That's correct. All of the Meijer stores are going to be providing immunizations this year. And we're very proud of the fact that you can walk in to any one of our stores from 10 to 4 and ask for a flu vaccine. So we're welcoming walk-ups, and I'm sure that many of our pharmacists will also accommodate that beyond those hours. So very exciting. It's a new addition to our clinical program, and so right along with flu lipid profile, simple cholesterol, liver function testing, blood glucose testing, we're adding this. So it's an added service for us.
Is this a direction that you see Meijer going in the near future, Effie, in terms of being a walk-in clinic for some of these things?
We're not a clinic. I never claimed that's what we're doing. However, the direction of pharmacy today is to come out from behind the pharmacy and to spend more time with the patient and to do hands-on clinical work with the patient. So this is what the new kids coming out of pharmacy school now are learning. It's a very extensive program. They're in school 8 years, including a residency. So I'm not sure if the public knows that. There's 8 years of education before a pharmacist becomes licensed today.
Well, as you suggest, it's possible to do clinical work without having an actual clinic. But what about the cost of these shots?
Well, we're very competitive. We're only $24.99 for cash patients. We take many medical insurances and also Medicare. So we have the ability to bill Medicare and many other programs.
Would you guess that more people will start to get to know their pharmacists? They'll develop relationships with them the way they would with other people who provide these kinds of services?
Well, I think they already have those relationships, Jack. The pharmacist is one of the most accessible healthcare professionals in the country, around the world, and we're one of the most trusted professionals in any survey. So I think relationships are already there, and the fact that pharmacists are now providing things like testing and flu vaccine is just an added bonus for the patient. I think the trust is already there.
Okay. If I was going to go to a doctor, I would go to a doctor that I feel very comfortable with and could talk to me about a number of things. If I were going to get services from a pharmacist, I might go to 20 different pharmacies, and I don't think I've ever gotten to know a pharmacist by a first-name basis, but you say that's not the norm.
Well, that's also not a safe practice, because I encourage patients, and I never tell them where to go, but having done this for 35 years, I will tell you that it's not safe to use more than one pharmacy, because then all your prescription information is not in one profile. If all your prescription information is in one profile, that pharmacist can protect you if there's ever a drug-drug interaction or a drug allergy reaction, or if there's a mistake written on a medication and they're used to seeing a particular dose, all of a sudden they see a dose change, they can ask, has there been a change? So many things happen, and the safest thing to do is to try and use one pharmacy.
So you should select a pharmacist or a pharmacy, and whatever that turns out to be, and then all your records are kept at that one spot.
Exactly, and have the same relationship with your pharmacist that you would with the doctor you've selected.
Hmm. All right, I'll have to think about that. In terms of the 600 pharmacists who have been trained for this program, how did this come to be, and what was the determination here that 600 was the magic number?
Well, good question. A magic number. I don't think it was a magic number. I think initially many of our pharmacists had expressed an interest to do this, and they did it on their own. And we then embraced the program and asked that our pharmacists participate in it. So that's how the magic number came about. And it's actually over 600.
More than 600, okay.
More than 600. I think presently we're at about 625.
All right, Effie, I am not your ideal patient. We've already determined this, your ideal visitor.
But I
will tell you something else. I've never had a flu shot. Tell me why it's important that I should do that.
Well, because I think if you've had influenza once and reacted badly to it, then you would realize. I have this conversation with people often that say to me, I never get sick. I don't need a flu vaccine. And sometime a year or two or 3 years later, that patient will come to me and say, oh, my God, I got the flu last year, and it was so bad. I felt like an 800-pound gorilla was sitting on my chest. I never want to have that experience again. And how soon can I get my flu vaccine? So people can get really sick when they get influenza, especially if they have any other kind of chronic illnesses. And we particularly target the high-risk group, which would be patients with heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, kidney disease, any kind of immunosuppressive deficiency. So those are our high-risk targets. But because we know the severity, the recommendations last year were changed to anyone over 6 months of age should have a flu vaccine. I don't think I want to bore your audience with statistics, but I do have some if you're interested.
Okay, I think I get the message here. In terms of things that people should know, you also have testing. You talk about lipid profiles, a simple cholesterol, hemoglobin, blood glucose, all of those things. Do most people understand the necessary personal health information, or do they need an upgrade there too?
Well, I think all those ones should be tested at least once yearly because things change in our bodies. And for instance, liver disease is many times silent. So unless you went in and got a liver function test done and you noticed and you were told that your enzymes were high, you wouldn't necessarily know that until much later when the destruction had already occurred and you might not be able to treat that condition.
All right. We're talking about 196 Meijer stores, and this program is available on a walk-in basis, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and outside those hours you have to contact the pharmacist. Is that right?
I think you can just ask. Most of our pharmacists have been very... very cooperative. We made the hours because we didn't want to add any additional stress if a pharmacist didn't have extra help during the evening and weekend hours, but we're finding that that our pharmacists are doing it anyway. So just walk up to the pharmacy counter and ask your Meijer pharmacist for a flu shot, and they should be able to accommodate you, especially while you, if you have a prescription, while you're waiting for a prescription.
All right. Thank you very much, Effie. I appreciate it. The information is available at any of 196 Meijer stores, and you can get your flu shot, and then you'll be okay for the winter. Thank you so much.
Can I mention one other thing?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mention that we also have pre-medication programs. We provide certain antibiotics, prenatal vitamins, and the diabetes medication metformin at no cost to the customer with a prescription. So I'd like people to know that that service is available for them at Meijer also.
All right, and that's at no cost to
At no cost to the customer.
Thank you, Effie. Appreciate it. We'll be right back with Joseph Matthews. We're going to talk about the DNA LifePrint Child Safety Program coming up next on Ebling and You.